Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Planet and Good News Israel, and I'm speaking to Isaac Sablocki. Hi, Isaac, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. I just met you last night at the JCC Manhattan here in New York, and I was at a wonderful film festival, and I see you're involved with the film festival and other great things happening at the JCC, which we've been a long-time believer since we've been living on the Upper West Side for 30-plus years. So, Isaac, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell us
so I run the... First of all, I run the film program at the JCC, and within it we have our Israel Film Center and other film festivals like our Real Abilities Film Festival, and last night was the Other Israel Film Festival. It's been going on all week and closes tonight, Thursday. And the Other Israel Film Festival is a unique festival that focuses on minority populations, on some of the more challenging topics that we deal with within the Jewish community in regards to Israel and its neighbors. We follow every film with conversations. We hope that the films kind of inspire, show something new, take people to make people think a little bit in a new direction, and then you really use those conversations to add some more levels to that engagement and take people further into the topics, and of course partner with many organizations that then also continue the work on the ground.
I was very impressed last night, and I congratulate you. The film that I did see last night, in that we're involved with, as I said earlier, Good News Israel, and we have a Peace Day outreach that we do, and we want to do it actually in Jerusalem, Temple Mount, actually, a place that is many different of the religions have interest in, and we're all about peace and world peace. And so last night you had a movie that was had influences from what, let's say, that area before Israel became Israel, and back in 1948. And with some Palestinian, I guess, perspective, Israeli kind of perspective. I don't know if you can even say that, because it hadn't been fully established. But, I mean, you might be able to say it better than I. What was the name of that movie last night?
So the film was Born in Deir Yassin. I believe that's the one you're referring to.
Yes.
So Born in Deir Yassin kind of gets into, in some ways, it's not really, I feel, completely about this very controversial moment in Israeli history, which is the Battle of Deir Yassin, which... some have considered it from both sides, both Israeli and Palestinian sides, have considered there to have been a massacre in Deir Yassin, and others kind of have said that there was no massacre. Many have claimed that actually the rumors of the massacre was one of the psychological details that lent to Israel's victory in the 48 war, because the Arabs were quick to flee and did not. They had heard of what had happened to the people in Deir Yassin. Regardless of, and I don't think the film gets to any kind of resolution as far as what truly went on in Deir Yassin, and even their attempts to release photos that were taken there were denied ultimately by the Supreme Court. But regardless, obviously, this is a tragic moment on all sides, and I think Israel itself knows to kind of use it as a moment of understanding some of the less great things that it did during its in infancy.
What I want to comment, though, on is the way that you all handled this movie as a film festival, and I want to give you credit here, and Isaac, and I'm sure your whole team, and Carol Zabar, who's an institution on the Upper West Side here in New York, and very involved with this film festival, I believe. We'll talk about her in a second. But what I was so impressed about was the conversation after was really a very open-minded. It wasn't really focused on the, and that wasn't the desire. It was really to talk about future and how we all move forwards in life And that's sort of, you've taken in a movie. You know, it's not easy to pick out movies, is it?
No, and this one's definitely a tough one. First of all, I have to thank you for saying that. We see this as a festival that really focuses on the conversations, and I think, you know, there's some festivals that highlight the big stars that come in, and although we love having celebrities visit us, it's really, this festival's focus is those conversations. The conversations are the celebrity. The conversations are, I feel, the most important part, and we make efforts to allow the conversations to happen in the most responsible way. It's not always easy with a Jewish audience or just in general with our audience, but we feel that I feel this year it's mostly gone really well. And specifically with selecting a film like Born in DRC, this is not an easy decision. We always think about how the Jewish community is going to react. In general, I think a film that deals with Deir Yassin is not an easy sell. For those who heard of it, they probably want to avoid it. But we felt this was a really beautiful film that takes a very responsible approach. And the film, we met with the filmmakers before we even selected the film to really get an understanding of what stands behind it, and felt that this film couldn't have been done in a more responsible way. And felt that there's really a great conversation that can happen here, and the focus, I mean, yes, there will be those that will want to know, did it happen or didn't it happen? And I think we got that out of the way pretty quickly at the beginning of the conversation to allow a conversation to understand the post-trauma that exists. In many ways, Israel deals with that on many levels. Every person in Israel is a soldier, and many of them have been through wars, and there's a lot of trauma that comes along with that. And throw in there just life in the Middle East, and it also becomes a very complicated place that goes beyond the simple headlines that we see in papers, and really is talking about people who have feelings, emotions, and psychological setbacks.
Uh-huh. Well, it really, Mira Moore is prominent from Israel here in the New York area. You know, invited me, and we're working on our Peace Day events and working in pulling something together in Israel. And I also like the rabbi, Amichai Lau-Lavi.
Amichai Lau-Lavi.
Yeah, he had a nice open-minded perspective as well. It's all good. So tonight you have the final, and what does it mean? I think if I read it right, because it was backwards, sort of like you read Hebrew. Other film festival? Did I read that word right? OTA?
Other Israel. Yeah. So it's the Other Israel Film Festival, and right, and we've had long discussions about this concept of other, but because it really focuses on minority populations that are often kept out of the spotlight and have limited representation in Israel and beyond. So we really focus the festival on those topics with the hopes to bring the other to the mainstream. And so far been 11 years that have been very successful, and we had mostly sold-out shows this week, so a lot of people now are, I feel, more familiar. It's funny, when we started this, it really was a topic that was hardly touched by the American public, and now 11 years later, I could say I see these films in many more Jewish film festivals around the country, and the topic of Arab citizens and other minority populations are definitely on the mind of the Jewish community, especially these days. So it's, I think, had its impact.
No, there's no doubt about it. And actually, tonight I did get a chance to speak to the, producer, director of the movie that's going to be on tonight. And I guess the first thing is I didn't realize how diverse and the other ethnic communities, so many, are in Israel. That is true, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just only a Jewish state, right?
I mean, obviously a large majority, but there are 20% Arab minority within Israel, and then other small groups that play into it and add to Israel's diversity. And this is something that Israel, as a Jewish state, kind of in a modern world, needs to figure out how to really include all of its citizens in its essence.
It's beautiful. I think the gentleman tonight mentioned he might have communist roots. And so I guess everybody has their way. In fact, I've always bought. I'm actually an interfaith minister of all faiths from a gentleman named Rabbi Gelberman. And everybody's religion is their own religion anyway. Even a Jewish person studies and lives their Jewish life in the way that they live it, right? We're all individuals in our own way and culture. You're
right.
Really doing a great job here. The website for those, and you do this just annually?
We do the festival annually, but we also have ongoing programs on a weekly basis, so we bring in more films as they come along, and previews and other conversations throughout the year. And then we have a mainstream Israeli film festival in June, and our Real Abilities Film Festival is in March, coming up for its 10th anniversary.
Congratulations. So what's good news for you, Isaac? In any
I get to rest.
I appreciate it. Katie Couric said the same thing when I asked her what's going on for a chance. And my last question, because we are involved with the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st, as declared by the United Nations. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them, if you don't mind? Isaac, what does peace mean to you?
I feel a secure world for our children.
Beautifully stated. Isaac, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you tonight, and congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
Take care.